With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And this is what my girl put. She put, baby, because you have low-key haters, but super sexy that you always stay being kind, wholesome, and genuine. You're way better human than me. That's my girl.
You gotta what's your podcast?
The Coach HP Show.
I love it. Coach HP.
A vibe. You got a great vibe going on. Happy we can meet
great
you.
Great energy.
Testing 1, 2, 3, and we're back. What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome back to the Coach HP Show, the number one positivity slanging podcast on the internet right now. Thank you guys for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank you for being with me. Let's get into today's show. Fake friends. I don't know if you have any out there. I'm going to tell you my story. This came from a post I did this week. My biggest video thus far. After it was having some success for me, I sent it to like 6-7 good friends that I thought I had. I shoot out the video. Hey, man, let me know what you think of this. It's doing real good on YouTube. Let me know what you think of this. Let me know what you think about this. And I got nothing. So people are like, hey, oh, I'm busy doing this and that, but I'll take a look. And I got zero. Nothing. And these are people that I do a lot of stuff for. Whether it's therapy talking, whether it's favors, whether it's this and that. And I didn't get anything back. And then what prompted me to say something today was, I had a complete stranger write this huge, long, amazing post detailed about the video and what she thought. It must have been like 4-5 paragraphs deep. And I said to myself, look how crazy life is. People that I do a lot for, nothing. And this woman who I haven't met, she put at the end, coach, you have a new fan, look forward to meeting with it, like super friendly, like super authentic. And I was like, what's going on here? So today's show, fake friends, we're going to talk about it. So my movement to Miami. Vegas, for me, changed my life. I've said it before. I'll say this again. Everything from hair problems. I just shaved my head. New identity. New everything. Because of my role in Vegas and working in a nightclub and who I became in a nightclub, it allowed me to have a lot of acquaintance, a lot of people that I'm the man because I help them get in the club or help them get tables or help them get girls. So that immediately propels you to a whole different level. My club was Hyatt in the Bellagio. I lived at the Aria Hotel. So that just changes the game. It changes your vibe. It changes who you are, like everything. It puts you on an elite level when you have that kind of home court advantage every night, which is awesome. And I really recommend that. But as I plan to move here back to Miami, I was like, man, I'm excited to come back to Miami, hang out with my real friends, do stuff with them that I had been doing with pretty much strangers for 4 years. Hang out, go to pool parties, go here, go there. All that I was doing with them. Obviously, I was coming here to get married, so that changes my activities. But still, I was super pumped about that, whether it was playing golf, whether it was working out, whether exercise, whatever it was. I was super pumped about that, going out, whatever it is. And yes, I've always, I don't know if you guys in relationships have done this or you guys that are married, but my goal was, as I got married at the age of 37, that I'm going to make my wife my best friend. So I hang with my girl 24/7. In fact, I wish I had her here right now. I love having her by my side. I would kidnap her and just have her next to me all day long. I love it. With that said, when I was moving here to Miami, man, was I pumped. I go, this is going to be awesome. Childhood friends, people I play baseball with, all this stuff. And the complete opposite happened. People would use me for stuff, for contacts, for this, for that. Oh, you know, a good physical therapist. Oh, you know, a good baseball league. You know, a good this. But then they would disappear. There'd be nothing else going on. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is this like the man upstairs giving me a sign that I feel I'm going to be moving out of here. So maybe that's the play. But just complete like silence. Like literally everybody just left. And then something interesting started to happen as I started to become more popular on social, now on YouTube and stuff. Like the people have really, really, really gone ghost. And where that concerns me is like, come on. The more you put into something, you at least want the same back, but it doesn't work that way. And the reason why I want to share this is because, look, I've always been the kind of guy that things happen for a reason, so it doesn't affect me. But there's a lot of people out there that depend heavily on their friends and their high school friends or their college buddies, whatever it is. If you understand that expectations of people, the minute you put that on them, that you lose because you can't control them. Only thing you control is your effort and your attitude. But if you stop and look at it, does it suck? Absolutely. But it gives you an opportunity to meet new friends, to hang out with a new crowd that is more compatible to what your life's like now. Obviously, when I was in Vegas, a bunch of people hit me up there that wouldn't hit me up now. Obviously, look, I had my boy who's from LA comes to Miami for the first time. He's in the party, he's doing all that stuff. Doesn't even reach out to me. Hey, man, I'm coming to Miami. Just comes out. And then I have to see him like a year later. Out, I go, buddy, what's up, man? How can you not just hit me up? And then I'll tell you, nah, bro, I can't, man. I'm with the kids or whatever. But it's the weirdest thing in the world. It's like nobody wants to be honest with people. Just be honest, man. Listen, bro, you're a buzzkill. Cool, I can understand that. Listen, dude, your chick's too hot. Listen, bro, you're all over your chick the whole time. Listen, dude, you just talk about things that I don't relate to. I can understand all that stuff. But we got to be honest. And what's lacking in friendships, in humanity, but in friendships, is honesty. Is honesty. That's why the Will Smith thing is so interesting, because let's say you're in the position of, man, the guy messed up. Who's the person that calls him and go, listen, bro, we messed up big time there. We got to fix this now. Right? Versus the guy doing some bullshit apology and then dancing at nighttime like, everything's okay. I'm the man. Where's the honesty police? Who's holding people accountable? Who's holding this friendship thing accountable? A lot of people aren't attacking their dreams. A lot of people aren't happy because of this. They're investing in other people that, man, just don't give it back. As I see myself growing and growing, the gap between people I know is tremendous. It's tremendous. Unless really I'm doing something to help somebody's kid and then they're all over me. Other than that, I don't hear from people. I really don't. And it's okay. Because it doesn't affect me, because I'm a machine that just thinks about positivity and I think about putting out content. But maybe you're different. Maybe you're the type of person that this is like, man, I feel lonely. And being alone is hurting a lot of people, especially after the pandemic with everything going on. A lot of people are getting out of that. So my advice is, if you think you got fake friends, don't cut anybody off. You don't have to insult them, because that's only going to lead to problems. You don't have to confront them, because, come on, it's obvious. Who's going to admit that? No, man, I'm just busy. Or no, dude, I've did this, that, blah, blah. They're not busy when they're sending you videos of their kid. They're not busy when they're calling you for favors. But you have to realize that. And realizing that is probably the most important thing in this whole thing. Because you can't control what they do. You can only control what you do. And as you become more happier, more successful, you're going to see who the real friends are or who the fake friends are. Okay, let me read you my girl's comment. You love it when your chick stands up for you. This is what she said. She put, here's my thing first. I put crazy how life works. I shared this video with several close people. Not one of them saw it or even commented on it. Yet I have complete strangers giving me super detailed feedback on the video on social. Your support means the world to me. No matter what, I am so grateful for the person who sent this. And I'm grateful for all you guys. And this is what my girl put. She put, baby, because you have low-key haters, but super sexy that you always stay being kind, wholesome, and genuine. You're way better human than me. That's my girl. Thank you so much for sticking with this video. Please comment below. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you're thinking. If you got real friends, if you got fake friends, whatever it is. It's your coach. Thank you so much for the love and support. And I'll see you in the next one.